God created everything. So who created God?
You believe in God. So scientists couldn't figure it out, but you could. Is that right?
If there is infinite time,
yeah,
why not infinite possibilities?
The moment he creates that, he becomes not powerful because he can't lift it. There's no such thing that exists. There was a study done in Oxford University by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who were not taught about Islam or Christianity or any other religion, they all had the inclination to believe in one God.
Ali Dawa, you have 1 minute for each question.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Can you prove God's existence in 1 minute?
Let's look at Google. In order for Google to exist, we need the internet. In order for the internet to exist, we need the computer or our telephones or our tablets. In order for the computer to exist, there has to be human beings that create it. And etc. It relies on electricity. The question follows is the following. Google relies on the internet. The internet relies on the computer. The computer relies on us and electricity, and this goes on. We cannot have an infinite regress of dependent things. We require a place where it all stops and makes sense, which is the independent, self-sufficient, necessary being, which is God.
Why can't the necessary being be the universe?
Well, that's good that you say that, because first it shows that you acknowledge with me that we require a necessary being. That's good. All you've done is applied this to the universe, and we say that contradicts the necessary being, because the necessary being is independent, self-sufficient, and is necessary. The universe is not self-sufficient and dependent. It's opposite. So you can't have this be that, because it contradicts.
Can God create a rock that he can't lift?
I mean, this is an invalid question. When people ask this question, it's like a valid question. I can ask the question, can God cease to exist? Of course not. It's contradictory. It's like me saying, how many days in a week? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's not a yes or no question. I have to ask, how many days of the week? 7. So the point is, the question is invalid. So to say, can God create a rock so big that he can't lift? Then the moment he creates that, he becomes not powerful because he can't lift it. There's no such thing that exists. It's just a question that is asked for the sake of it.
Can't there be more than one creator?
No, because then we go back to the argument of necessary being. If there was more than one creator, then the question is, how could you have one necessary being which is self-sufficient, independent? If there is another creator, then it's dependent. It's not necessary anymore. So the question is, if there was two creators, firstly Allah says in the Quran, they would fight each other for power. Yeah? So that shows two powers fighting each other are dependent because they require more power to kill the other one. So that's why we believe there has to be one necessary being that is self-sufficient, independent, and necessary.
God created everything. So who created God?
Well, the question is invalid. Once again, it's an invalid question. Just because somebody asks this question doesn't mean it's a valid question. Because what we say is we see cause and effect within our universe. It requires a designer. To come and say who created that designer is you haven't understood who the designer is. It goes back to the issue of the necessary being. What's the attribute? It's independent. It is self-sufficient. It is necessary. If you acknowledge these attributes, these three things, yeah, you need to acknowledge that the question of who created God, can God make a rock so big he can't lift, can God cease to exist, are questions that are not valid. It doesn't exist. The question you're asking, there's no such thing. Because if there was a God that created him, then he becomes dependent now. He's not self-sufficient anymore. So what we say is that this creator, as long as this necessary being is independent, is self-sufficient, is necessary, everything stops there.
Why Islam when there is many other religions?
Well, that's the question I asked myself before I came to Islam. Why Islam? And when I did my research and what I was born with, the fitrah, there was a study done in Oxford University by Justin Barrett. He found that young kids who were not taught about Islam or Christianity or any other religion, they all had the inclination to believe in one God. Not two, not three. So to me, I had that in myself, to believe in one God. But the question was, why Islam? I asked the same question to myself. And when I looked into it, I realized true monotheism in its true sense. Because if you go to the Christians, they say we're monotheists. And they believe three in one. You go to the Hindus, they say we believe 1 million gods is one. The point is this, pure monotheism in his worship and understanding of who God is only in Islam. Not only that, also when it comes to the Quran, it is the only scripture on this planet that is being preserved and has miracles that we can see. For example, if I go to a Christian and I say, look, I want to believe in Christianity. Show me, you say Jesus gave life to the dead and this, that with the permission of God. Show me. Or if you go to the Jews and say Moses did that, show me. Can they show you? No, they can't. If they come and say to us, what's the miracle of the Quran? We'll say, here's the Quran and we can show you, touch it. You can feel it, you can analyze it. Why? Because also we learn from this, the Quran is for all mankind. And you can see it, you can hear it, you can examine it. But the miracles that the other prophets done, you can never prove that. That's why that was for that time specifically. And the Quran is for all times, because we have a method, an oral tradition, which is the Quran, which we and many generations after us can examine. And that's what I did before I came to Islam. I examined it, I read it, I looked at the prophecies, I looked at the miracles. I said, this can be no other than by from Allah.
You told us that there are miracles of the Quran.
Yeah.
Can you please just tell us one miracle of the Quran?
I'm going to be generous here. I'm going to give you three. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be generous sometimes in life, you know? The first one is, I think, very profound and very important, because what we are told, for example, that in Surah Balad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Abu Lahab. And this is very interesting, because Abu Lahab could make one statement and the whole of Islam will fall on the ground. Allah says in the Quran about Abu Lahab and his wife that they are going to enter the fire, hellfire. They're going to die as disbelievers and enter the hellfire. Now, if you think about it, Abu Lahab, he had to do one thing and disprove Islam. Because the Quran declares you're going to go hellfire, you and your wife, and you're going to die as a disbeliever. So the thing is this, they could have called, Abu Lahab could have said, hold on a second, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. There you go. Your religion is false. Because your religion says I'm going hellfire. Your religion says I'm going to die as a disbeliever. I accept Islam. He didn't do it. He died as a disbeliever. To me, that is profound, because he had to do one statement to disprove the whole of, they wanted to stop Prophet Muhammad, yeah? With everything. He just had to do 10 seconds of the Shahada and crumble the whole religion. He didn't. Number two, there is an evidence, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran about the time of Moses and the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, yeah? And Allah talks at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, he calls the ruler a king. At the time of Moses, he calls him a pharaoh. But in the Bible, they call the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, and they call him a pharaoh. And at the time of Moses, they call him a pharaoh. This is historical error. Because when they deciphered the Rosetta Stone, it's a thing, to understand the Egyptian hieroglyphics, they found out that there was no pharaohs at the time of Joseph. This dynasty didn't exist. There was kings. How did the Quran know this? And they say the Quran copies the Bible. The Quran copied from the Bible. Why didn't the Quran copy the mistake? And how did it know that at the time of Joseph, the ruler is a king? There's no pharaohs. How did they know that? That's number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rum, قُلُبَتِ الرُّمِ. The Romans have been defeated. The historians say, the way the Romans got defeated by the Persians, it's impossible to think, let alone them coming back to win, for them to even exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the Romans have been defeated, but they are going to win. That's a big statement. That's like saying, you guys together, we're going to take over USA, and we're going to beat Trump. It's crazy. It's a big gamble. And after 3 to 7 years, or 3 to 9 years, the Romans come and defeat the Persians. These are historical prophets. And these are just some. There are hundreds. Hundreds. I'm giving you just three. And I can go on.
You believe in God. So scientists couldn't figure it out, but you could. Is that right?
It's not about I could. We use our logic. We use our brain. The science deals with the five senses, what it can see, empiricism. So what we say is very simple. There are scientists who believe in things. If you're talking about, for example, I don't see God, that's why, you know, I don't believe in it. You know, it's not something, science doesn't talk about the supernatural. It stops the physical. But we know, for example, scientists have discovered recently dark matter. Dark matter is something they cannot see, they cannot touch, they cannot feel, they cannot smell, they cannot hear. So the same thing with God. Can you see God? No. Can you touch God? No. Can you smell God? No. Can you hear God? No. Can you see God? No. But you reject He exists. But the same thing with dark matter, same thing, but you say no, dark matter exists. Hold on, what kind of contradiction is this? First, God doesn't exist because I can't sense, touch, feel, but dark matter, contradiction. Why do you have double standards? This is the issue. As a scientist, it's not something I discovered new. I use my logical reasoning and rationality to come to simple conclusions. And I don't need to be a scientist. I don't care how much big of a scientist you are. You know, there were people who believed in God that were scientists. You know, like Einstein, you know, he did believe in a higher power. So this issue of science or scientists and God is not contradictory. You can have scientists who are Muslim or scientists who are Christian. So yeah, it's not a discovery.
Are you brave enough to talk with famous atheists? What would you do if you encounter them?
I have no problem. Because to be honest, I don't care what atheist you are, how scientists profess, I don't care. The same thing applies. You know, I bring my same arguments and you have to answer them. I don't care, because what I'm on, I know, I'm 100% so sure, logically, rationally, that there is no way you can get out of it except that you accepting being a deist, minimum, deist. Maybe theist we can work on, deism. So I don't care if you're a professor, so I don't care, it's irrelevant. As long as you have aql, I hope so, and we can reason, then 100% there is no way they can go.
If there is infinite time,
yeah,
why not infinite possibilities?
It's a good question. I have to drink my water to answer this. This glass is empty. Yes? Empty. If we said infinite time, because the argument here is you give it infinite amount of time, anything can happen. This is a fallacy. Because to make the properties, argument's sake, if I like a chocolate cheesecake, not a chocolate cheesecake, let's talk Turkish, yeah? A nice sütlaç, yeah? If I want to have a sütlaç in here, and I say, let's give it infinite time, would I ever get a sütlaç? And by the way, I like my sütlaç burnt on the top. Let's be specific. Would we ever get it? No, because the equation of time is irrelevant. If the components to make a sütlaç, the way I like it, is not in there, you will never get a sütlaç. It's as simple as that. Time is irrelevant. What's time got to do with it? Let's give it infinite amounts of time. Would you get Ferrari? No. Give it infinite time. Would we get a universe? No. Because the properties to make a universe or a Ferrari or my sütlaç, which is more important, is not in there. So if it's not in there, you will never get it. But hopefully after this, I will get a sütlaç.
Okay. Our questions are complete.
That's why I want to ask you a question. You know, why do you not accept Islam after I've answered all of them? I mean, repeat after me. Ashhadu.
We are Muslim, alhamdulillah.
We are Muslim.
It was a pleasure, guys. As you can see here, we're having biscuits, Turkish tea. You know, I think I have to come often. Yeah. Please, let's make it regular. Till next time. Assalamu alaikum.